man, oh man. It has been a long time since I have done an episode. A long time since I've said hi. A long time since I've checked in with my listeners. And first off, I just want to say that I am doing well. I am good. All is well on my end. And I literally have not even been on this Anchor app in months and months and months. And just going on, I've seen how many more listeners I have, how many more views or listens of my episodes. So I'm like greatly appreciative of that. And I know many of you are wondering, where has Nina been? What has Nina been up to? We haven't heard from Nina. Let me just start off by saying that this is not a full episode, but more so this is just kind of me just really saying hi, just really just wanting to sort of not explain, but just share with you guys like a little snippet of what I've been up to, what I've been doing, where I've been. Trust me, there were many, many months where I was thinking about just how was I going to start back up my podcast. I didn't want to just create any old episode. I wanted to bring forth like really great, informative, really good like content. So there would be times where I would be thinking about like what to talk about, what to put out there. And like I said, like I just didn't want it to be anything. And I had ideas and I wrote things down, and then life happens, things happen, and I just said, okay, you know, I'm just gonna kind of put that on hold. But I always knew in the back of my mind that I would get back to it. And right now, I just kind of thought, you know, let me just check in with my listeners. Let me just do not an episode because it's not a full length episode, but let me just say hi. I am doing well. I know that in season two, we talked about the pandemic, COVID-19. We talked about Black Lives Matter and colorism. There were just so many different topics, and I didn't even finish season two. There were still a lot of topics I wanted to cover and discuss. But like I said, life happens, changes happen. You're learning, you're growing. As a person, I had to make a lot of very tough and hard decisions for myself, for my son, and ultimately they were very good decisions for my health, my sanity, my well-being. And I was just kind of away because I had a lot to do, a lot to deal with. And I definitely spent a lot of time just trying to like figure out what makes Nina happy. What does Nina ultimately want to do as a career for the rest of her life? I have been in education and in teaching and that career, and I love working with children and what I do every day, helping them grow and develop and learn. But I truly had to think about, what does Nina want to do for the rest of her life? I want a job or a career, essentially, where when I get up to go to work or I get up to do whatever I do, that I'm excited, something that I'm passionate about and I love to do. And ultimately, I want to be able to work for myself, to create my own hours, have my own schedule, have my own business work for me. I am tired of working for someone else. I'm tired of how do you say this? I'm tired of working for someone else. I'm tired of someone telling me what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and someone just kind of dictating my work and my job. I want to work for myself where my hours can be somewhat kind of flexible, where, you know, like I am in control of all of that. And being a mom and being a Black woman and having my son, mothering, parenting has been a part of my life now for 2 years, almost 2.5 years. And even before, because even when before my son was born, as I was pregnant for 9 months, you are carrying your child, you're doing everything that you can to learn about being a mother and parenting. Like, you're getting ready, you're going through the development and the changes of life. So I really realized after a while, because it took forever, that ultimately what I love is helping women, being like a woman's advocate. And I'm so happy to say that this year I will be taking doula classes to become a doula, training to be a birth doula. And I'm so excited for that to start and to happen. And I really feel like I have found my calling in life. I really feel like I have found what I'm most passionate about and what I love. And I just want to help Black and brown women with birth, and I want to help Black and brown women with postpartum, because I feel like both are just very, very so important in our community. And I want to be there to women and mothers who are going through pregnancy, going through birth, going through postpartum, coming home with your baby, breastfeeding, everything that I learned. I want to share that knowledge and wealth with other women. So that is kind of like a little update as far as what I've been up to as far as like career wise and I'm just so happy to be starting that soon. And my plan is with that to be able to, once I'm finished and done with everything after training and everything, like to work for myself, to become my own boss, my own businesswoman, to have my own clients and have a website, and just that is ultimately my goal and like what I want to do. Now, I'm sure you're wondering how my son is. My son is great. He's 2, almost 2.5, September 4th. He's growing. He's thriving. He's talking. He's running. He has lots of energy. I'm sure a lot of you boy moms know that. He's doing very, very well. I have enjoyed these past 2 years, almost 2.5, 3 years of just being his mom, learning things. It hasn't been easy at times. It has been very challenging at times, but I just thank God for him. And then I also just remember that it's going to be a learning process as I go through. I haven't mastered it. I probably won't master it to its entirety. But I feel like I learned so much. I feel like I have grown into a much better human being and a much better person because of him. So I hope all of you are just doing very well in whatever you've been doing. I hope that things are going well for you. And despite maybe any hiccups or bumps down the road, I just hope that all is well. So I just wanted to just kind of check in and update you guys on my life and kind of a little bit of what's been going on since, because I know it's been a long time. But I promise, I will be back with an episode. I don't know when, but I would say it'll be soon. Love you all. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.